Day 116, or April the 26th. Marriages are made in heaven, or should be. Our thoughts today are rooted in 2 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 20. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 8 years. He passed away, to no one's regret, and was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Even though one of the greatest prophets of Judaism, Elisha, was active during the reign of Jehoram and his father Jehoshaphat, it seems his godly example didn't rub off onto Jehoram. Nor did the good life of his grandfather Asa. It would be more than 100 years before the northern tribes would fall to the Assyrians, who would sweep in from the north, but already their wickedness was destroying their heritage and badly influencing their fellow Jews in southern Judah. The chronicler looks back at this low time in the monarchy of Judah, when some of the worst kings reigned, including their only queen, Athaliah, who was worse than most of the kings. Our action step for today. Despite his name, which means Yahweh is high, King Jehoram was a very wicked king. So bad that the Bible records that no one mourned him or regretted his passing. What dreadful words! What an awful epitaph for anyone to bear. He was married to a woman called Athaliah, who was daughter of Jezebel, and just as wicked as her mother. Jehoram was son of the godly king Jehoshaphat, but it seems was fatally influenced by his wife. I sense this is a timely reminder to all of us, parents and grandparents alike, to pray now for a suitable godly partner for our children and grandchildren. Of course, I am not laying all the blame for the sins of Jehoram at the feet of his wife, but I can't help wondering if he might have been different if he had chosen a different wife. Our partners are vital to our spiritual life, at least mine is, so be much in prayer for future partners, for all your descendants. It's never too soon to start.